Now, it was announced with much excitement to the North Korean people on state television. Yep, they were indeed very excited, weren't they? Now, that announcement was met with cheering in the streets of North Korea. I'm not sure if there was cheering anywhere else in the world. But just how much of a concern is this? Well, to tell us, we're joined by Professor Joe Siracusa, who's an expert in nuclear weapons at RMIT. Good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm going well, thanks. How much of a concern is this?
Well, we live in an uncertain and dangerous world. And yesterday, with the announcement of the bomb test, the world's become a little more uncertain, a little more dangerous. I mean, it's possible that they've done a fully developed thermonuclear weapon. My guess is they've done what they call a boosted fission bomb. It's more powerful than traditional nuclear weapons, and weapons designers can easily boost the destructive power of an atom by putting at its core a small amount of tritium, which is the radioactive form of hydrogen. Now, the important thing is that up till now they were able to produce bombs of 1 to 10,000 kilotons. That's thousands of tons of TNT. That's how we measure these things. The bomb that took out Hiroshima was 17,000 kilotons. If they have a thermonuclear weapon, we are now talking about millions of tons of TNT. So, but even if they have a boosted fission bomb, they could kill 300,000 residents of Seoul, Korea, in their beds. So, you know, they become more dangerous. And they've had an atomic spending spree for the last year while we've been busy with trying to rein in the Iranian nuclear program. They have been moving ahead with rockets, miniaturization, and all the things you need to deliver weapons. And someone was saying this morning that they could probably hit the coast of Tasmania with their intermediate-range rockets, which is probably true. And so if there is a struggle there or if there is a conflict, they got a couple options. I mean, even if they collapse, it's be hard to bring back those nuclear weapons, and they might want to go down in a blaze of glory. And well, I mean, we all know they're nuts, but they're sort of crazy like a fox, because this is the only thing that they really have that the world is interested in is nuclear weapons. They don't have anything else that we're interested in.
So are they doing this as a form of defense? I mean, surely they're not doing it to, you know, just put a message out there to the world, you know, you annoy us too much and we'll let loose with one of these things.
Well, they took the lessons of the first Iraq war very seriously. The lessons of the Saddam Hussein was, don't pick a fight with the United States unless you have nuclear weapons. The United States isn't going to fight them on a trivial matter or even a large matter, and it has to be a strategic matter. So, it's for defensive purposes. It's also for domestic consumption. As you heard the young lady in North Korea terribly excited about a fusion bomb. I'm sure no one there knows what the hell a fusion bomb is. But they have thousands of rockets, they have launchers, they have everything you need to create a nuclear nightmare. So, and of course, this is really bankruptcy of the Barack Obama administration. They've been practicing what they call strategic patience with North Korea. That is, not to get upset about everything that comes out of that place. But I think they've caught us by surprise with this, and whether it's thermonuclear or a boosted fission bomb, they are very dangerous, and this is a very dangerous development. As you noticed this morning, they're not paying any attention to the United Nations. But you know what really probably the worst thing about this is they've really pissed off their neighbors. That bomb was tested 50 miles from the Chinese border without Chinese consent. And we know from the 1900 nuclear tests between the 1950s and the late 1970s that there's all kinds of radiation problems there, even if they're underground.
Yeah, but it's all very well, you say, annoying the neighbors, to, for want of a better term. What are the neighbors doing about it, though?
Well, the South Koreans have gone into a huddle on this, trying to figure out what to do next. The Japanese, of course, now have even more ammunition to develop their own nuclear weapons. And these nations can go nuclear in the morning, or they can buy them off the shelf. I mean, so now they're looking for increased American leadership to hose down the North Korean threat. I don't know if it's going to come or not, because we've been terribly involved in the Middle East and Syria and Afghanistan and the like, and the war on terror. So we've had our eyes off the ball, and these guys have an unrestrained program of biological, chemical, nuclear weapons, and those biological and chemical weapons can easily be weaponized and put on these same rockets to reach people. So these are deadly developments for the past year, and as I say, we haven't been paying much attention to these folks.
Well,
we have to now.
Well, who does pose the bigger threat, Kim Jong-un or ISIS?
Oh, the North Koreans. I mean, the North Koreans can create more damage in about 3 hours than ISIS can in 30 years. ISIS is about individual threats to individual people and opening fire and open venues. But these guys, they have a million and a half men in uniform, 7 million in reserve. The DMZ is the most militarized place on earth, and you know it's always touch and go there. So, and Northeast Asia, that's where these people are located. That's the number three or four problem on the American security agenda after the war on terror, Syria and Iran, is what are we going to do about these people? And the answer is we haven't been able to do much. And so we don't really have a plan B with the North Koreans. You know, they just continue to surprise us, and then we try to hose them down with sanctions, and they're not interested in sanctions.
No, well, they live like paupers anyway, most of them, don't they?
Well that's right. You know, people at the top are never hurt by sanctions. We know that from South Africa and things like that. And only the poorer people get poorer and hungrier, as a matter of fact. But the North Koreans pose a clear and present danger to security interests around the world, and Australia should be concerned, because if the Americans are dragged into any conflict there as a result of Japan or Korea and the North, then Australia will be in a New York minute because of the ANZUS Treaty. So this is something we're all watching very closely.